The Trump administration has signaled it'll restrict immigration in many ways, even for those who are highly skilled foreign workers. Last year, the administration ordered a comprehensive review of the H-1B visa program, which is the way many tech companies in the U.S. hire high-skilled foreign workers. And in February, the administration issued a memo that requires employers to file more detailed applications for these workers to support their need for foreign talent.
These visas are controversial. Critics say they allow companies to hire foreign workers at lower salaries than they would American workers. But demand for them has risen sharply in recent years. Last Monday, the applications for those H-1B visas opened. By Friday, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said it had reached its annual cap. For reaction to all of this from our state's tech sector, I reached out to Steve Zylstra, president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. And I asked him what the need looks like for these high-skilled foreign workers here in Arizona, what companies use them, and why.
Well, the number one issue that technology companies in Arizona is currently facing is talent. Simply, they can't find enough of it, particularly highly trained talent. And the benefit of the H-1B is that you can bring talent in from another country from around the world. It's the first 65,000 have to have at least a bachelor's degree, and then the next 20 have to have a master's degree. Mm-hmm. So these are very talented people, and at a time where the overall unemployment in the country is at 4.1%, the level of unemployment in the tech sector is less than half that. And so tech companies here in Arizona are having a difficult time finding talent in a time when the economy is booming.
And what kinds of companies are here? We know Intel's here out in Chandler, and they hire a lot of workers through visas like this. But is it also smaller companies? Is it across the spectrum?
It is. I took a group of CEOs to Washington to meet with a congressional delegation a few years ago, and I think I had six of my members with me, and every one of them had hired talent through the H-1B, and all of them were SMBs, or small and medium-sized businesses. So it's really from the startup to the multinational, and the only type of technology company in Arizona that has some difficulty hiring folks on H-1Bs are defense contractors. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we cannot let foreign nationals work on defense-related issues. But other than that, the likes of Intel, as you mentioned, and software companies, I think I recently saw on what's called Greg's List that we have about 380 software companies in the Phoenix area.
Wow. Okay. And Phoenix is third in the highest average salary earned by foreign workers who are approved for H-1B visas. This is according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. Does that surprise you in any way, given the fact that Phoenix is not necessarily known for these kind of high-wage jobs?
Well, I think that may have been true 10 or 20 years ago, but I think Arizona is becoming more well-known as a tech hub. And as a consequence of that, is bringing more and more, or creating more and more jobs in the tech field here. So it's not surprising to me at all. We have a growing tech sector and a variety of verticals within technology, and I'm not surprised to hear that.
And many will argue, though, that those kinds of high-wage jobs should go to American workers. That's the focus of the Trump administration's new Buy American, Hire American initiative, which is tied to these sorts of new tightening of regulations on these visas. What do you say to that?
We agree with that. We need to get more kids at a very early age focused on STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and math. Unfortunately, over the last couple of decades, there haven't been enough. And so in a time where the economy is booming and the need for talent is very high, we're not producing enough here in the U.S. or in Arizona to fill the demand. And in my view, it's much better to use an H-1B visa and bring someone over here who's going to pay taxes and they're going to consume goods than it is to outsource that job somewhere else in the world.
Right, right. And let's talk about the moves the Trump administration has made in regards to this H-1B visa program. The Bay Area News Group reported recently that there was a sharp rise in the number of reviews immigration officials were conducting on these kinds of applications. Have these sorts of tightening of regulations, has this been felt here in Arizona in the tech sector?
Yes, it has. I've heard from some of my members that the process has become so difficult that they've decided that they're going to sit on the sideline. Just too much of a challenge, too much time consumption, that it wasn't worth it for them. My view is that we should be focusing on the small number of bad actors out here and making it easier for legitimate companies to bring this kind of talent to the U.S.
What kinds of bad actors?
Well, there are people that exploit the system that you've probably heard some of the stories where people hire people from other countries and then pay them at a lower wage
right.
than what people in this country get paid. As you probably saw in the Pew research, people that come here on H-1B visas are paid very high salaries in the 80s and 90s. And so for the most part, that's not happening, but there are some bad actors out there.
So if the Trump administration moves forward with some changes to this program, what are your concerns about that in terms of do you think there's a balance that can be struck between, first of all, going after bad actors like that who are not treating the program the way it's meant to be treated, and also supplying these jobs for the companies that do need them?
Well, one of the changes that we would like to see the program is that it be more demand-based. So in healthy economic times like we have right now, the cap goes up. And in times when the economy is not doing so well, it goes down. We've long advocated to double the amount of H-1Bs that are made available. But if we can't get that done, then just making it a demand-based system would be very healthy, we think. And, you know, I'm not sure what the best process is for the Trump administration eliminating the bad actors, but none of us who represent the legitimate companies in this country or this state think it should be exploited the way it has been by a few.
All right. That's Steve Zylstra, president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.